Exclusive, Adam Laxalt, Democrat failures will lead to massive red wave in November. By Catherine Hamilton on June 9, 2022. Nevadans, like the rest of the country, are grappling with record-high gas prices and a baby formula shortage. Crises that U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, R, says will motivate voters to replace Democrat leadership in November. The reality is, like every other crisis we're facing right now, it doesn't matter that the mainstream media is ignoring it and that they're covering for Biden because Nevadans are living it. They're experiencing it, Laxalt told Breitbart News Daily host editor-in-chief Alex Marlow on Thursday. They understand that in my state, Democrats are in charge of everything. And obviously, at the federal level, Democrats are in charge of everything, which is why we are due for a massive red wave in November. Former Nevada Attorney General Laxalt pointed to Nevada's gas prices, which day over day continue to reach record highs. On Thursday, the Silver State's highest recorded average gas price reached $5.59, according to the American Automobile Association, AAA. A June 6 report by NPR revealed that Nevada has the second highest average gas prices in the United States behind California. Listen. Things are as bad as they've ever been when it comes to gas. And we called out Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, day one, when this all started happening, for her to call out her president and break from her party on supporting the far left and Green New Deal and moving us away from American energy independence, he said. They're all selling Putin's price hike. They're selling greedy oil executives. It's all a lie, he continued. We all know the reason gas prices have gone up is directly because this administration has targeted the industry that was so successful in the Trump era and gave us $2 gas in the state of Nevada instead of $5.50. Laxalt described how skyrocketing gas prices are a punitive tax on Nevadans, especially those living in rural areas. A lot of people don't realize in the West Coast, we drive everywhere. Every single time you get in your car, you're driving some distance. And especially when you get into rural Nevada, daily commutes can be 60 to 100 miles, he said. And so this is a punitive tax on people that simply cannot afford. Laxalt said the baby formula crisis is no different, with Nevadans seeing one of the worst shortages in the country. A late May report from the Nevada Independent detailed how the state is among hardest hit by baby formula shortage, experiencing at least a 50% decrease in formula supply. We are on the top of every single bad list, and the baby formula crisis is no different. We are in the top three for shortages in Las Vegas. It's a huge deal, Laxalt said. Despite the large swaths of evidence pointing to a crumbling economy, establishment media outlets have attempted to paint a rosy picture, Marla pointed out. Just this week, Axios ran a story called America's Hidden Boom, arguing that the U.S. economy is doing extraordinarily well. Oh yeah. They're just like, don't believe your lying eyes, right? Just absolutely amazing that this is their plan, Laxalt replied. I hate that we're going through this. The only upside is that we can finally show Nevadans and the American public there's no divided government here. There's no one else to blame. They can't blame Trump. They can't point the finger at someone else, although they're trying, he said. Nevada Democrats are particularly vulnerable this election, with both Cortez Masto and Governor Steve Sisolak, D, up for re-election. Democrats nationally have been trying to distance themselves from President Joe Biden, as his tanking agenda makes him and those around him increasingly unpopular. Particularly within Nevada, Democrats' prioritization of radical leftist policies is projected to be particularly unpopular with Hispanic voters, a demographic key to securing a victory in the state. This is the 51st U.S. Senate seat. This is the seat that's going to decide who has the majority of the U.S. Senate, Laxalt explained. And we must take back the Senate, in addition to the House, to put full brakes on the Biden administration for the final 2 years until we hopefully get them out and replace them. Laxalt is hoping to swipe incumbent Cortez Masto's seat in the November general election, but he must first blow out his competition in the Republican primary on June 14. With less than a week of campaigning to go, the Senate hopeful is leading in his party by double digits, his next closest competitor Sam Brown trailing 26 points behind in recent polling. Laxalt has benefited from several high-profile endorsements, including from former President Donald Trump. besides the support of conservative heavyweights. Lacks alt points to his fighter mentality and past leadership as reasons for voters to have confidence in his ability to take on Cortez Masto. The bottom line is that when I got elected at age 36, my first and ever run for office for Attorney General in the state of Nevada, we were a revolutionary conservative AG office. We set up the first ever federalism unit, which woke up every single day, trying to defend our constitutional liberties from then-President Obama, he said. They know who I am, they know my principles, they know my values, and they understand at the moment of time we're in right now. In this country with what the left is doing, we need fighters. Laxalt contrasted himself with Sam Brown, noting that his opponent moved to Nevada 3 years ago only to make an unsuccessful debut in state politics. And now he's running for U.S. Senate. And he felt he was supposed to be the top Republican in our state after only moving here a few years ago, he said. As far as the head-to-head general matchup, this election is going to be about law enforcement. It's going to be about borders. And me being a former attorney general running against another Democrat former attorney general. For me to have stolen all of the law enforcement endorsements is a big deal, he continued. It should tell everybody that we are ready for this general election. Breitbart News Daily airs Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Sirius XM Patriot 125. Disclosure, Breitbart News is represented by Cooper & Kirk, PLLC. Adam Laxalt is a partner at Cooper & Kirk. He is not actively engaged or working on any matters for Breitbart News.